Maya lay on her stomach on the soft green grass, smelling a small red rose she had plucked. Hammy perched on the silver tray, nibbling daintily at a cucumber sandwich. He watched in horror as Cato gambolled happily amongst the daisies. He shook his head, one brown ear twitching in agreement. The baby bear trotted back to Maya with his paws full of white daisies. Carefully, he strung them together, just like Murmur had shown him. Standing on tiptoe in Maya's lap, he placed the daisy chain around Maya's wavy locks.
A present for you, Maya.
Turning to Hammy, he timidly held out a tiny daisy chain.
For you too, Mr. Hammy Hamilton.
He stopped, uncertain of the feisty hamster's mood.
Very well. Thanks, and call me Hammy.
Huffed the hamster, though you could tell from the way his pink whiskers twitched that he was actually rather pleased with Cato's prezzy. Hammy placed the daisy chain around his ears, but it was too big and slid down over his head, down, 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 until finally it lodged itself around his rather portly little tummy.
Silly little bear! Can't even make a proper daisy chain!
But you could tell from the twinkle in his eye that he wasn't really angry.
Oh, Cato, I'm glad you came. I've never seen Hammy so relaxed before.
Let's play catch, Hammy.
Cato gently prodded the hamster's back, and when Hammy whipped around indignantly at such cavalier treatment, the quick little bear skipped away out of reach. Soon, bear, hamster and girl were running around the garden in a noisy and extremely boisterous game of catch and run. The three young companions spent the rest of the day in the garden. Maya hadn't left the house for several months, and she was amazed at what she had missed. The beautiful garden was a whole new world to her. Cato showed them where the large pink and brown snails lived, on the grass verges right by the violets. It was indeed quite a sight when Hammy peered too closely at one particularly bold pink snail, which decided that it was a good idea to take a slow stroll across the indignant royal hamster's nose. Maya sang gaily in a sweet lilting voice, causing Mrs. Twinkle to poke her head out of the kitchen window in surprise. She nodded her head approvingly and happily turned back to her cooking, humming loudly along. As the shadows deepened into twilight, the tired but happy friends sat under the big oak tree at the bottom of the garden. A sudden furious squeaking up in the branches caused them to look up in surprise. Two squirrels stood face to face on the branch next to a large acorn. The bold black stripes on their backs gleamed, and their quivering bushy red tails were raised high. First, one squirrel would pounce on the acorn, trying hard to gnaw through it, only to be wrestled away by the other squirrel. The acorn battle went first this way, then that, with neither squirrel winning the prize.
It's just so like squirrels, quarreling over one acorn when there are 10 others in a tree. Please!
Scoffed Hammy, tossing his head in disgust at such inane behavior, from very, very distant cousins, of course. Well, obviously squirrels understood some hamster speak, for when they heard Hammy, the squirrels stopped their wrestling immediately.
He caught us silly!
Chittered one squirrel, twitching his fine tail from side to side. And with that, the squirrels pulled away the acorn and chucked it down. It landed with a loud clonk on Hammy's nose, and with a final swish of their tails, the two squirrels scampered away into the leaves.
Ouch! My nose!
Moaned Hammy, anxiously feeling his tiny black nose to see if it had become quite swollen. Maya giggled.
Serves you right, Hammy. for always being so imperious and snooty.
But she rubbed Hammy's brown ear anyway and kissed his nose gently to take away the pain.
Oh, well, I could eat an acorn for supper tonight.
Hammy nodded. He tucked the acorn into his cheek pouch and jumped down onto Kado's head. From the house, Mrs. Twinkle called.
Miss Maya, time for supper and bed. Oh, where's that child now?
Hammy mumbled with as much dignity as he could muster. The little bear grinned and tucked his paw into Maya's warm hand. Together, they ran back to the house, their bonds of friendship firmly cemented in that one glorious afternoon. Later that night, Maya gave Mrs. Twinkle a bear hug as the cheerful plum woman tucked her into bed.
Thank you, Mrs. Twinkle, for marvelous tea and for being so jolly all the time.
She murmured drowsily, turning over on her side and falling fast asleep. Her arm formed a cradle under her pillow and she smiled, already lost in a dream world of wonderful adventures.
Bless you, child. It's good to hear you laugh again,
whispered Mrs. Twinkle, wiping a tiny tear from her eye. She walked quietly to the door, turned off the light, and pulled the door closed. Once the lights were out, Kado jumped down from the armchair where Mrs. Twinkle had put him. He ran to Hammy's cage and opened the door. The chubby hamster climbed out and hopped onto Kado's head. The little bear scrambled up Maya's bed, with Hammy clinging onto his ears for dear life. He burrowed under the bed sheets until he reached the sleeping girl. Giving a tiny, happy sigh, Kado snuggled up to Maya's cheek, and in turn, Hammy tucked himself warmly under the baby bear's chin. Maya opened one sleepy eye, chuckled softly at what she saw, and gently cuddled bear and hamster to her. And thus the friends slept soundly, building their strength for the adventures yet to come.